Now, Dave, I want to go to you. Let's set it up here. At the founding of our country, U.S. Constitution, we have a First Amendment that deals with religious liberty and freedom. How was it that our founders defined it? And we're going to talk in the next segment about whether or not our freedom is being at risk. But I just want you to go here. How did our founders define religion, and how did they pursue, and why did they set up the First Amendment in the first place? Was it for gods of little g, or was it for God as Webster perhaps defined it in 1829?
Well, the First Amendment has 45 words, and the word religion is nowhere defined in it, and it's generally not defined by courts, period. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a definition of the word religion that was very contemporary with the First Amendment was written in 1789 and was ratified in 1791. But in 1776, the state of Virginia passed a Virginia Declaration of Rights. If you go to Section 16, which was written by George Mason with some modifications of James Madison, they give you a definition of religion. And I'll read it to you because it's very brief and very good. It says that religion, comma, or the duty which we owe to our Creator. And that's, I can stop right there. And, of course, they're talking about the Christian Creator, because later on in Section 16, it says that we as Virginians should practice Christian forbearance. That's in the Virginia Constitution to this day. The word Christian does appear, well, in the Virginia Declaration of Rights anyway, it does appear in their legal documents. So that is a good definition, I think, and it's very contemporary, and you'll see that definition used by other states as well. I would recommend that definition. As to why the First Amendment is set up the way it is, the reason why it has so little to say about it is not because they were a bunch of atheists or agnostics. The reason why there's only 16 amendments in it is the federal government wasn't supposed to be involved with religion at all. That's the real reason.
There we go.
The average state constitution has over 100 words about religious freedom. The First Amendment has only 16.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. What basically David is saying was there was a unified interpretation and definition of religion, and it had everything to do with the God of heaven, Jesus Christ, God, and all related to that. We've shifted to that. Now it means many gods, small g.
Yeah.
That's the heart of the discussion.